This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 1st, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Second item on the agenda is the draft advisory opinion 2016-20, submitted by Christoph Mlarnicek. We discussed this last time. Ms. Jory, is there anything, any up-to-date information or anything further that the Office of General Counsel would like to present on this matter?
There is none. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing none, we can open it up for any questions that anyone may have of counsel or any discussion that anyone may have.
So I move to approve that.
On motion?
I don't know if anybody wants to speak to it at all. I'll just put in my two cents on this. This is an interesting, as I mentioned last time, this is was an interesting request in that we're talking about how does the government contractor contribution ban apply to an entity that was not a common existence at the time that the regulation on the government contractor ban was issued. I believe in the draft A, it talks about how in 1977, I believe, was the first state where a law was passed establishing the legal entities known as limited liability companies, and that was the same year when our government contractor regulations were put into place, and they've remained as such ever since. So it doesn't really our regulations do not contemplate what are the implications of a LLC being a government contractor, and what implications does that have for the ban on a member, in this case, a single member of that LLC. And looking at the, I think that this is a particularly not necessarily an easy question. I think it can go either way. Some of the things that ultimately sway me in this case to support draft B is that the definition of federal contractor refers to the person who actually enters into a contract. And in this case, an LLC does have a separate legal existence. The LLC and the member or members are distinct as a matter of law. And even though a single member LLC is a disregarded entity for tax purposes, it still is legally separate in terms of liabilities, debts, and so forth. And so a single member LLC is not a sole proprietor. And the so in 115.5, which discusses individuals and sole proprietors who are federal contractors being prohibited from making contributions in connection with federal elections, a single member LLC doesn't neatly fit into that box. And 115.6, which says that nothing prevents a stockholder, officer, or employee, or members of unincorporated associations, cooperatives, membership organizations, labor organizations, or other groups or organizations from making contributions in connection with federal elections. It seems to me that an LLC, even if it is a single member LLC, fits more into that box than it does in 115.5. And in some ways, the concerns that were expressed in the comments that were submitted about how this could potentially lead to some policy results that some don't approve of. I can understand those concerns, and there may be a need in light of the fact of the evolving way in which the law has developed in terms of these new organizations, and the fact that it's been almost 40 years since we've looked at the federal contractor ban and the regulations, whether or not there needs to be some clarification. That I would be open to that, and certainly understand the concerns that have been expressed. However, in terms of just looking at the actual language of the regs as they are currently drafted, I think that a single member LLC being a legally distinct entity where the member that has its own identity, its own debts, its own liabilities. It is the actual entity that is entering into the a contract with the federal government. I think that places that organization into 115.6, and therefore, since that says that a member of an organization, which is a federal contractor, may still contribute in connection with federal elections, I think that analysis carries in this particular request, and for that reason, I'll support draft B, which is set forth in agenda document number 16-57-B. Anything further? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just say what I said before. It's you're elevating form over substance. I mean, this is an anti-corruption measure, and to pretend that the sole member of a single-member LLC can't be corrupted or corrupting, actually, in this case, because the money is going through the LLC rather than out of the individual's personal checking account. I mean, that's just silly, frankly. It doesn't make any sense. So I will, as I said last time, I will be supporting revised draft A.
Do we have any other comments, discussion? Do we have any motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 16-57-A1, which is described as revised draft A, with respect to advisory opinion 2016-20, Mlynarczyk.
Any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? No.
No.
No. Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3, with Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman in favor, and Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself opposed. Do we have another motion? Commissioner Hunter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 16-57-B.
Is there any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
No. No.
Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3, with Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself in favor, and Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman opposed. All right. Thank you, Ms. Jory.